Coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance amidst it all, the All Share today down 0.2%. As you can see there, pressure being exerted by the Financial 15 space, it trading 1.4% in negative territory. Lots of concern about GDP growth for the first quarter and where that's headed, whether we're possibly looking at a technical recession for this year. The Resources 10 component in the meantime up a third of a percent, and Industrial 25 trading slightly higher. Some of that rand weakness managing to offer support there. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at some of the factors driving markets activity today, Ian Cruickshanks from the SA Institute of Race Relations. Thanks so much, Ian, for joining us this evening.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
We've looked at some of the dominant themes impacting investor sentiment and market movement today. And although global markets have not fully priced in the prospect of US-China trade talks breaking down completely, the outlook for emerging market currencies certainly is deteriorating, along with that of global economic growth. How are you feeling right now?
Well, you know, there's an old saying, when the going gets tough, and it's getting tough at the moment, the tough get going. Well, that's interesting. They're not spending, though. If you look at the latest diamond sales report, $450 million against $540 million, the previous one down nearly 30%. Mm-hmm. That just says a lot about the environment and the spending that isn't happening.
Exactly. And if you need further evidence of the kind of trickle-through that's having on market activity, yes, and where investors are putting their money, how they're doing it, I guess you've got to look at Coronation Fund Manager's, yes, results today. It's cut its interim dividend by more than a quarter and, you know, saying it's on the back of very volatile financial markets and net outflows from institutional portfolios that have weighed.
Yes. And if you look at what's happened on the revenue side and the costs, down significantly. Say, why? It must be withdrawals, and the management fees on these have obviously shrunk considerably.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, that total assets under management managed to remain flat.
Yes.
So managing to at least hold on to that side of things.
But with revenue having dropped so much, 22%, I think it was, it says that, yes, the value of those assets under management may be constant, but the earnings from it, not looking too good at all.
Is this simply the name of the game when it comes to players like this in the current economic climate?
I think that's part of it. I think that it's how they build up the build-up of the factors that go into the revenue side. And these just have been minimized in the last reporting period.
So what's your approach? Do you steer clear?
Yes. You know, I looked at something which I thought was quite interesting. I know there have been some comments that I'm very dull, that I just always go for the fixed investment, whatever. So I look back, going back 5 years. If you look at what at the returns on, say, equities, the period is 5.4%, including dividends having reinvested. If you look at the fixed interest money market fund, it's 5.8%, mm-hmm, for the same period. Just says that, you know, slow and steady may not be exciting, but it's been the safest place to do, being sure of stability in asset value is very important.
And stability and continuity, what you want
in
uncertain times. Are you at all being enticed by a player like MMI? Its earnings rose by almost a fifth in the 9 months to the end of,
yes,
March, and it's attributed that in part to a solid performance that's been put on by its life insurance operations,
yes,
in particular.
So that wasn't a new exciting development. It was just corrective action that was taken. Shouldn't have let it slip to start with, but they've corrected it. Good for them. Can they maintain it? That remains to be seen. I think it was an interesting, short-term corrective policy, but then it's done. That's it. It's not going to happen again in the next period.
You talk about changes happening at a management level, but also in the way they're executing their strategy.
Yes.
You know, it's emphasized that plans to exit certain countries in Africa is progressing,
yes,
according to plan. Are you happy with the stride that's being made in that regard?
I think so. You know, South African management took, as a whole, took a view, we'll show the rest of the continent. We'll show them how management should be done. We'll send our corporate activists up along. And it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid it hasn't worked satisfactorily. Look, it may not have mattered, whoever that management team was. But what it says is that environment is a tough place to go. And it's not guaranteed returns at the moment.
Yeah, and where growth, as you say, is pretty minimal and is shrinking on a daily overall, basis, you've got to focus on those key growth areas primarily.
Absolutely.
Let's take a look at Rhodes Food Group.
Yes.
It says profit after tax was slightly down in the 6 months to the end of March, and that despite a better sales coming through. These food groups coming under extreme pressure. We saw a Pioneer just the other day, and the kind of ripple or knock-on effect it's had on the other food players within that category.
Sure. I mean, just look here. Turnover up 13%, operating profit up 9%, headline earnings per share up 2%. That just tells you all about the operating environment, how difficult it is to generate profitability from the same volumes. Just can't be done.
Because margins are completely squeezed.
That's exactly it. It's not no longer such an easy trading environment. It's a heck of a lot more difficult.
So amidst it all, are you sticking to cash? What's your stock pick?
Well, I think that what I said earlier spoke for itself. I think so. And here are some stats to confirm that it has been the right place to be. Not indefinitely. We're accumulating capital over time, and there's no doubt the time will come when value is outstanding. It's not outstanding with an economy that may not be growing at all or may be growing at 0.5%. That's not an outstanding environment. But that will change. And when that change comes along, we're going to go in with a rush with the accumulated capital that we've got.
Let's leave it there, Ian. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Ian Cruickshanks is with the SA Institute of Race Relations. What's your stock pick?
Well, I think that what I said earlier spoke for itself. I think so. And here are some stats to confirm that it has been the right place to be. Not indefinitely. We're accumulating capital over time, and there's no doubt the time will come when value is outstanding. It's not outstanding with an economy that may not be growing at all or may be growing at 0.5%. That's not an outstanding environment, but that will change. And when that change comes along, we're going to go in with a rush with the accumulated capital that we've got.
Let's leave it there, Ian. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Ian Cruickshanks is with the SA Institute of Race Relations.